The Diary of Juliet Thompson, July 22nd. The last time I talked with the master was the day before he left. Sure that he was to leave that morning, the 22nd, I went very early to his house with 8 palm leaf fans in my hands. Mama had sent them for the master and the Persians to use on the hot journey. The master was sitting in the English basement at the window. He called me to a chair opposite him. "What are all those for?" he asked, laughing, waving his hand toward the fans. I laughed, too, for they did look funny. I explained their purpose and that they were from Mama. For a while I sat in silence before him. Then suddenly I realized that he was about to leave us, that in just a few minutes he would be gone. I began to cry quietly. "Tell Juliet," laughed the master, "that I am not going today." At this, the sun came out, but soon my tears were flowing again, this time because his love was melting me. "Why are you crying, Juliet? I am not going today." In the afternoon, he called me to him, and I had 20 minutes alone with him and Valiula Khan. I sat with overbrimming eyes, drinking in the glory of his presence. "Oh, Valiula Khan," I said, "say to the master for me that I know he is the sun, and I pray he will always encircle me with his rays." "You are very dear to me," he answered, "and while you speak the truth, you will always be with me. I pray that you may become the candle of New York, spreading the light of love all around you." After this, we sat silent in his presence, silent for a long time. Once again he saw me when Marjorie came. He told her she was my child, my little chicken, and said we must comfort each other after he was gone.